Under current law, a custodial parent can move up to 100 miles without approval. This measure would require notice of any move to the former spouse, and that person then could object, forcing a full-blown court hearing, perhaps 8 months later. Thomas Alonji, an attorney with Community Legal Services, said this would create problems for a parent who needs to move, perhaps to the next town, to pursue a job, and then has to get approval from the ex.
Anyone who's been in family court knows that there are people who live to say no just because they can, because they're upset about how the verdict went down the last time, or just because it messes up the works.
Alonji said if the 100-mile rule is too broad, then lawmakers should come up with something else. He said there needs to be some rule about how far a parent can move without triggering a hearing. But divorce attorney Keith Berkshire said the problem with hard and fast rules is they fail to consider other factors.
30 miles in Kingman when you live off I-40 is nothing. Okay, so up there, moving 30 miles, who cares? There's one school. If you do it exchanges at school, who cares if you move 50 miles? It doesn't make any difference to anybody. But 15 miles in Phoenix does. I mean, travel across, you know, McDowell in the middle of the day, and 15 miles, you know, totally destroys your parenting time, changes schools and everything.
The Senate Judiciary Committee approved the plan on a 5-4 vote. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.